Hello, First Baptist Church. This is Pastor Kevin Green, and this message is being recorded at home during the COVID-19 outbreak and social distancing. I hope you are all safe and feeling connected in a meaningful way despite social distancing. I think one of the difficult things about this outbreak, about social distancing, about drastic limitations on what we can do, is that we might think we have nothing to look forward to. What can we do? What is there to look forward to? And without something to look forward to, we can lose hope. Like many of you, Cindy and I had to cancel plans. We canceled a trip to France. We had been planning this trip for a long time. It was going to be our first big trip together without our kids. We were meeting some good friends over there. It was something we were really, really looking forward to. Before we canceled the trip, when I was feeling a bit bored or down, I could always look forward to that trip. I could think about it. I could think about what it would be like to walk around Paris in the springtime right about now, imagining the smell of fresh bread coming from bakeries along the sidewalks. I could think about all those old and ancient buildings with their hidden stories. And I could think about what it would be like to walk in the foothills of the Alps. All of that gave me something to look forward to. Like many of you, I had to let that go. And here we are at home with limited contact with people. And it probably feels like not much to do. What are you looking forward to right now? Is there anything? When you have something that you're looking forward to, it's like the future invading the present. That thing you're looking forward to has an effect on your day-to-day life. Hope is like that. It's the future invading the present. Hope is about a future that informs and influences. It influences how we go about our day-to-day tasks, things that are easy and things that are not so easy. And it's so important that we have hope in times like this. When we might feel discouraged or disappointed or maybe consumed by fear and anxiety, hope keeps us going. And there is always hope. Even in times like this, when the world seems to have gone crazy, there is hope. Our hope is in Jesus. It's the hope of eternity, God's kingdom. It's the hope of the future invading the present, invading the day-to-day life. Even during a pandemic, the hope of the future is there for us to look on, to grab onto for strength. When Jesus came to us, he came to give us hope. Hope of new life, a better way. Hope of God's kingdom becoming a reality in our lives, now and in the future. We might call it heaven or eternal life. And that hope is the future that invades the present. Being without hope can crush people. It can destroy them. It can leave them living empty, meaningless lives. When Jesus began his ministry, his first words announcing his ministry were words of hope. They were an announcement that things were going to change and that there was hope for all who were hopeless. He spoke the words of the prophet Isaiah and said that he had fulfilled that mandate, that the time had come. The future was invading the present. He was there to give hope. This is what he said to the religious leaders of his time. This is Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. With those words, Jesus made a declaration. The time, the day, the era has come. The time of the Lord's favor has finally arrived. It is now. A new era, a new age had begun. And with these words, eternity moved into the present. The future invaded the present. Jesus announced hope to all who were willing to hear his words. have a question for you. What are you hoping for? Even in this, stuck at home, maybe not working, maybe unsure about the future, canceled plans, maybe you're feeling lonely. Do you have hope in this situation? Do you have hope past this situation? I believe that a Christian is fundamentally a person of hope. We are hopers. We carry hope when others can't. We offer them hope when they can't see it. Because hope is what Jesus is all about. He is the source and founder of hope. And the church, that's us, Christians together, is a group of Jesus followers expressing hope together. And that hope speaks to fear and anxiety and the unknown. Because there's something we do know, something that we declare in faith. God is good, and He is making all things new. And we're called to be a part of that in the now. We are a people of hope. Fundamentally, we are hopers. We are a people where the future has invaded the present. People who've lived in light of future hope, who are eternally focused, aren't people who are escapists, just waiting for the world to end, waiting to die so they can just go to heaven. That's not what Christian hope is. That's not biblical hope. Christians who live in hope, the hope of God's eternal kingdom, live fully in the present with the future in view, eternity, heaven, whatever you want to call it. They've impacted the world. They're invested. They've loved their neighbors so deeply and profoundly that they have left their mark on the world. That future hope invades the present and causes them to invest in loving people in tangible ways. That future hope invades the present and causes them to go out despite fear and anxiety and the unknown with courage and bravery. They are warriors for God. When others quake and shake in fear because their perspective, how they live, is shaped by a future promise of God, they go out in bravery and courage. I like what C.S. Lewis says about an eternal perspective, living in light of eternity. He says, "Aim at heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither." Our hope is the future invading the present. Hope means living our lives now because we are so influenced and so excited by what the future holds that it makes us better. That's what it means to be a child and citizen of God's kingdom. In times like this, hope is really important for us. It can be as simple as standard everyday hope, something that you can look forward to. Find some things to look forward to because hope is a gift from God. A walk through the park that you're looking forward to. A bike ride with a group of friends, all spaced 2 meters apart, but having fun and chatting anyway. That holiday that you had to cancel? Look forward to rescheduling. All of these simple everyday things are part of hope. We need things to look forward to. We need goals. We need something to look at. But we also need perspective. To see the day-to-day through the lens of what Jesus is doing. Healing all of creation. Creating a home for us. Offering eternity. That changes how we see the day-to-day. It changes it for the better. It heals us. Today, now, in the present, and all that's happening, trials, pain, trouble, sickness, economic meltdown, food insecurity, pandemics, worry, anxiety. We need to see the world through the lens, through the perspective of God's new creation. Look at the present, look at all of this and understand it from the perspective of God's healing of all of creation. This too shall pass. I'm not usually a person who feels much anxiety, but truthfully, when I went shopping the other day, I felt some anxiety. There was a feeling in the air, I could sense it. There was restrained anxiety and worry everywhere with cautious smiles. I noticed the music they were playing wasn't the normal music they play to pump you up, so when you shop, you buy more. It was mellow. It was chill. It was like Bob Ross would sing if he was a singer. There was still quite a bit of food, but a lot of the shelves were empty. And no, there was no toilet paper. When I was attentive to my body, I realized I had a knot of anxiety in my stomach. I could feel it like a bubble of fear traveling with me, and I thought, oh man, I think I'm feeling some anxiety. Where are you at? Do you feel that? This is what I did, and it helped. I decided that I was going to look for people to be kind to see if someone needed help. I shifted my perspective. And when I left the store, I gave a simple thank you to the cashiers for being at work, for providing this service for us. I told them how much I appreciated them coming in to work. And you know what? It helped. It was a shift in perspective. Those were kingdom values of the future invading the present. Kingdom values invading Save-On. I still feel a bit anxious. I think that's normal. But as we navigate this, remember these words. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. No matter what happens, we know that God is with us. We know that He will triumph. And what does that victory look like for us now? It looks like us refusing to give in to fear because we have hope for the future. It looks like us living like the future is here, even when it looks like things are falling apart. It looks like an opportunity to love people and care for them and give them hope. And if you shift your perspective away from yourself toward participating in God's healing and loving God and others, you will find yourself and you will also find healing and freedom and hope. So let's go out and show the world what the future looks like. Let's help those who need help. Let's pray for those who are hurting. Let's be generous. Let's be amazing neighbors. Let's be deep, loyal friends. Let's love God and others above all else. That's the life of the future and the present. That is what it means to live in light of eternity. And that is hope. Until next week, may the hope of God be with you.